Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. I apologize if you were in the Facebook event area. The show got a half an hour late start, and that's because I didn't get in here in time to move it. But Jethro and Joy Harjo, this Native American musical guest and author, has been rescheduled to Wednesday, Psychics Gone Wild. So be sure to click the follow button up there at the top left of your player screen so that you can get all the times and dates for all of our upcoming episodes. I also want to thank Lou A. Vendetti. He's the one that is managing the Psychics Gone Wild site. It's a social media site for all of our family, our friends, our fans, hosts, and guests. Go on over there, get into the premium membership that he's offering, because you'll get all the extra perks of the site there. And that can be found at psychicsgonewild.spruz, spruz.com. And also, I wanted to let people know that there is voting going on for your favorite psychics, and you can put in as many as you want in the nomination. We have a lot of great people here that you can choose from. We've got Jethro Smith and his son Ryan Smith, Kelly Coulter, Sandra Green, Aurora Rose, Mystic Celeste, Pamela Cummins, Amy Kavanaugh, Jane Borowski, just a number of people, and myself too. I'm also in the vote. So be sure to go to New York Gate, NEWYORKGATE at AOL.com, and that's attention Peggy North, NORTH. And be sure to get your votes in, and we'll let you know how we're all doing. But right now I had to laugh, because when I looked yesterday, I saw that the Long Island Medium and Amy Kavanaugh and Kelly Coulter had the same number of votes. So go, Amy and Kelly. I'm just loving it. And I'm going to get to our callers. We've got quite a long list here. So we're going to start with area code 239. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Maybe I'm lost, but I'm fine.
You don't sound fine. What's going on?
Well, I've been on the road for a year doing all my light working, manifesting, bringing in everything. I talked to a psychic 2 years ago, one year ago, and one week ago, who all told me the same thing. They don't know each other. They're not all Block Talk Radio. But it was all about when I got to Sacramento, I was going to be meeting my spiritual family, a roof over my head, get a computer, get the books out, get things going, and go into Mount Shasta with them. Well, I'm like 1 foot away from Sacramento. Nothing's happened. In fact, since I've left the coast and all the beaches, it's 25 degrees hotter. It's harder on me in my car. And my aunt didn't even answer her phone, so I don't know. You know, my uncle died. I don't know if she just stuck his cell phone in a drawer or if she's really just not answering my call. So,
what
do you feel about Sacramento and me?
I feel
is there anybody
like
there for me to go there for? Because I'm right at the junction. I can go straight to Mount Shasta by myself. I don't have to go to Sacramento like everybody else said. But if I got to find the people there, if I got to meet the people there and check on my aunt, then I do have to go.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that things are not connecting up for you. Oh, boy.
And I've been doing this trip.
I'd give it another couple of days, and if you can't connect up, just go on to Mount Shasta. I don't understand why this is happening to you. There has to be a reason for it, but, you know, I wouldn't wait around too long. And there's always a chance you can connect with them later. But, you know, for now, just, you know, ask your guides, ask your loved ones, hey, what do you want me to do? I'm here now. I'm ready. And if you don't get an answer, then it means to go on.
Mm-hmm. Or else I'm supposed to have patience until they line things up. I don't know. So you don't feel, what do you feel about Sacramento?
It feels like a good place for you, but it's just that it's not happening right this minute. And I feel I'm feeling your frustration and and understandably impatient. I would be too. It's like, okay, I'm here. Let's make this happen.
Last week it was like they're saying, where are you? Where are you? That's what the last person said. So it's like,
yeah.
Last week it was definitely Sacramento. And I would see my aunt. Well, my aunt hasn't answered the phone, so I don't know.
Yeah, you need to connect with her. I really feel that. I feel like she's been against all of the spirituality that you're living, and that now she's ready to listen.
That's what I heard last week, that she was ready to ask me questions. So it's not even, is this phone, it used to be my uncle's and he died last year. Is this phone put away somewhere? Because it just says the person you're trying to call is not available.
I wonder if the bill didn't get paid or she had to change her number.
No, the bills would get paid. She would be keeping that phone just because it was his and paying for it. But I just wonder if he even checked his messages. Because I don't want to shock her by showing up.
Oh, I know. You want to call first. I understand that.
Should I call her again?
Yeah, I would call her, but I would... Can you get message to her through someone else? Someone that you trust?
No. There's no one. Everybody turned against my spirituality in the family. And then they talked to her saying, I was going to California and I'm psychic and talk to psychics. And she isn't like that because she grew up with a psychic mother. And they had, a lot of people didn't like them because of her mother. So at that time, it was, no, don't even come see me. But that's been a year.
Yeah, I know, and she's ready now. Yeah, she's ready now since you lost your uncle. She's more open because I'm getting that she's actually getting, he's visiting in her dreams and she's questioning it and she's starting to think about how you are and that maybe you can help her. But
and I have picked that up, but I don't know. I wanted her to call me and say it was okay to come. Because
right.
We didn't grow up together. I grew up in Indiana. But as far as the spiritual families, I mean, Sacramento is a big place. I can go to a spiritual church. I can go to a spiritual gathering. I can go to a state park. But I'm not going to spend a lot of money and a lot of time.
I know, I understand that.
I'm living in my car. So if Sacramento isn't happening, I would really be surprised because the person I talked to last week was like, why aren't you already there?
Well... I would say just give it as much time as you're comfortable giving financially and, you know, emotionally. And if the guides are not getting you connected, then maybe it is time to go on to Mount Shasta and then think about coming back later to Sacramento. Mm-hmm. It, you know, because the free will plays into it. If they feel that the people you need to connect with in Sacramento are not ready yet, maybe you need to move on.
Yeah.
Try again later.
Well. I'm right here at 505, which I could take to Mount Shasta instead of going all the way to 5.
Okay.
And being in Sacramento and taking it from Sacramento. I mean, I could take it from right here. I'm only 20 miles away. But
okay.
I know. They told me to turn on my beams, my fog beams, the last time I asked. I get some messages. And I don't know. Beam it in. Let them know I'm here. Turn on my light, in other words, but only I've
right.
learned different sounds from hanging out on all those beaches. Like, what good was it to listen to foghorns for days, you know?
Well, I know.
So that when the foghorn comes in, that means I'm supposed to be turning my beam on.
And I feel your frustration. I would feel just like you do, you know, if this was happening to me. But I guess there comes a point where, you know, you've done everything you can. You're there. Your lights are on, and you're trying to attract it. But if they're not paying attention, then maybe it's just to go. And I'd wait as long as you're comfortable waiting. And if you're not comfortable waiting any longer, go ahead and go.
Mhm. Well, I've certainly done the work. But as far as my aunt, so just show up in person.
You can try it. You can try it. You know, I would prefer maybe that you call ahead, but try it and see what happens.
Poor lady.
I'm sending you energy and light and, you know, for her to be receptive to you showing up. I hate to think that you've got Sacramento and you're not going to get anything accomplished that you wanted to. So, yeah, go ahead and show up.
And they said last week. And I can't remember what show it was, but it was a guest, so it was somebody who'd written books and does very good readings. And she said, and you won't be going to Mount Shasta alone. So it's like...
Well, they don't necessarily mean with another physical human.
They meant family. I mean, they were talking about the spiritual family. They meant
right,
people.
Right.
I know
right.
I'm not alone. I know my family on the other side is there. And I know my Uncle Richard, Aunt Doris's husband that died. I know he's worked on her in the dreams and visited me. So I wasn't expecting, oh, man, she didn't answer the phone. Oh, well, I could probably handle it a couple more days. But, I mean,
okay.
I came up the coast for a year. It's 25 degrees hotter than it was on the coast. I'm almost 60. Not easy for me to live outside like this. It was 96 yesterday. So, yeah, something's got to happen good. Oh, and if it does, after talking to you, I will surely vote for you if I could get a computer. I mean, they stole my computer in Ventura. So I have been really out of the loop. You know, my
Well, then remember me when you get to Mount Shasta because you'll have a computer there you can use, okay?
By then your contest will be over.
I don't think it'll be that long.
Okay.
The voting goes through October, so.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, all
okay.
right. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, well, I'm sending lots of love and light to her to get things done where she's at. And I'm now going to go on to 845. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, Linda. It's Diana. Never spoke to you before, but thank you for sharing your talents with all of us.
Hi.
Hi. I've been going through quite a bit, you know, financially, widow and... just a lot of stuff, unemployed, and I'm in a legal battle, which is I'm entering federal court soon for wrongful termination. And yesterday, most devastatingly, I found out that my sister has breast cancer. So,
oh no,
right.
Sending healing. Oh dear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I know
it's like,
very. It's like everything is just ganging up on you. You poor thing.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, you know, I'm a little bit late with my mama, so I have to go and do that this week. And, you know, my mom had passed when I was 7 of breast cancer, so it's a little stressing on top of everything else, you know. And I don't know why, but, you know, I had been like in this real low energy thing, and I've been listening and trying to raise my energy spiritually. And the last 3 weeks, like purging and cleaning and, you know, as though I'm, like, moving, and that's been therapeutic for me. Although my house looks like there's a cyclone in it. But, you know, at the end, you know, it will, it's just been good to just do that, you know. But,
yes, it is.
I'm just wondering, like, what you see and what, you know, the next 6 months or a year, you know, I know eventually better days are coming. I just wish they would come a little bit sooner.
Oh, I know. And what I was getting about your legal thing is keeping on top of them, and I feel like you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. This is great. And as far as everything that's hitting you all at once, I don't see that. I think your mammogram is going to be good.
Okay.
I really do. I don't see that you're going to have the same thing as your mom and your sister. And I think your sister is going to really, you know, depend on you right now emotionally to help get through this. But I think she's going to beat it. I really do.
Okay.
This is some sort of a lesson to her. I'm getting to slow down. Apparently she's been rushing around trying to do things and trying to do more than she can.
Well, you know, she's been estranged from the family for a few years. And she does have, you know, emotional issues and stuff like that. And her first concern was, you know, because I had a lumpectomy, which ended up being fine 10 years ago with the calcification. And, you know, it was the first time we had spoken in, like, over 2 years. And it was like nothing, you know, there was no focus on what the family issue was that went on. But, you know, her concern was, well, I'm not going to be able to work, and you have no idea how bad it is. And I said, Barbara, you need to just focus on your health right now. I know
right.
how bad it is. You know, I lost my husband, and I'm barely holding on to my house, and I'm in this legal battle, and, you know, I know it's tremendously bad, you know, but if you don't have your health, you have nothing.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know? So
I agree with that.
Yeah. So, but nonetheless, it's quite distressing and upsetting for her and my other sisters. So, yeah, I'm hoping that she'll be okay. I know she's going to need a tremendous amount of support, you know?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like she's very fragile emotionally, and when this hit her, it just devastated her.
Mm-hmm. I think in everything bad, like battery, you have negative and positive. Although this very bad, supposedly, thing happened, it kind of brought the sisters together, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, which is, it's like bittersweet for me, but, you know, it's like, okay, God's blessing, you know. No matter what, you're still family, and you pull together.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this will make you all stronger, especially her. She seems to need to learn how to draw on her own strength.
Yeah.
And I think that you are going to be a great influence on helping her with that.
Hmm. Well, I hope so. I hope she'll be okay. I mean, I live almost 3 hours away from her, so it's a little difficult. But, you know, through calling and speaking with her, I hope that I'll be able to guide her and just be there for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I really feel like you're going to be a big help to her getting her through this.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. I really hope so. Financially and legal-wise, do you see anything as far as...
For a little while, you're going to be just making it, and then you're going to be able to step into something more positive. And what my people have been telling me for a while now is that things are tight until this election gets going.
Mm-hmm.
The political stuff is what's really causing the tightness. Everyone's afraid to hire people. They're afraid to spend extra money on things, and so that's why the economy is such a tangle.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's moving forward because everybody's on the edge of their seat waiting to see what's going to happen, see which way the country is going to go. So after November, I think you're going to get some really, really good possibilities and opportunities. But in the meantime, the universe will provide for you.
Okay. All right, well, I thank you for that, and God bless you, and thanks for sharing everything on Psychic Con Wild.
I know, and bless you and your sister, and I'm sending right now healing to her and comfort.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Everyone else, if you're listening, if you could take a minute and send a little bit of healing to her sister, I would so appreciate it, and so would she. And now we're going to go to area code 215. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Great.
I have one big question.
Okay.
I filed for... unemployment, and it's taking longer than I thought. First they denied it, then they didn't deny it. I didn't understand the paperwork. How do you see everything going?
I'm saying that you need to keep following up. This makes sense.
I'm going to call again on Monday. I call on Friday,
okay.
I'm going to call Monday. The guy I spoke to said, it should be fine, you should get it.
Right. But what you, the calling in Monday is a good idea. I think you need to keep on top of things.
Do you see me getting it and soon?
I do, but it seems like there's some blockage going on their end of things, and that's why we have to keep on top of them. I feel like a slowdown. I'm seeing actually molasses on their end, and it's like everything's kind of stuck, so you kind of need to help unstick them.
But do you see me getting it in the next, 2 weeks?
Mm. I think the process is going to really get moving in 2 weeks. It might be just a little longer.
All right. And how about a job?
What is it you really want to do is what they're asking me to ask you. Because that's what you need to focus on.
Okay, but I'm not focusing right because I'm so worried about the unemployment. Because you need money.
I know. I understand. And this is probably a time when you should try to reach out to people to help you, people that you've helped in the past. You know, if you're getting down to that last dollar, you need to have somebody help you. I know there's people out there that, you know, you can get to help you and you can pay them back later. It's just a matter of making those connections.
I didn't want to do that because I'd rather get my money and just...
I think you're going to be okay financially up until that kicks in, but... you know, if you need more, if you feel like you're being pressured to get bills paid and all that, maybe you could see about borrowing something from somebody that, you know, you've helped.
I guess. Yeah. Oh, I hate doing that.
I know. We want to be self-sufficient, and it's hard sometimes. We have to ask help. We have to put that aside and ask. So...
But the main thing is you do see it happening within 2 weeks.
I do see it happening. Things are going to get moving in 2 weeks, yes.
All right, cool. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a blessed weekend. And I'm pushing the energy in your direction as well. So I'm going to turn you into a beacon of light.
I like that.
Ah, there you go. Now they're going to see you, and they can't ignore you, right?
No. When I get started, no, they're not going to ignore me. No.
Oh, right.
I mean, no. I actually bypassed the whole system, too, when I got in touch with them. I called, like, roundabout and got this way, and actually had somebody pass me through the whole voicemail system to get me connected, because I was like, I'm like, if you don't, I'm going to have a heart attack. And the girl was like, she clicked me right over. And the guy said, don't worry about it, you're fine. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. But, you know, he said it's just two forms they're waiting for.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right, well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Can I still listen?
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut her off there so quick. Q's really full up. So we're going to go right into the next call, 718. You're on Psychics Gone Wild with Linda.
Hey. How's it going?
How are you?
I'm good. I kind of feel like someone is working against me.
Okay, I'm having just a little bit of trouble hearing you. I think you're echoing a bit.
I said I feel like someone is working against me spiritually, and I kind of wanted to get that confirmed.
Okay, about the only parts I really caught was someone spiritually
attacking me.
Attacking you? Okay.
Yeah. Like
all
energy.
Right, this is called psychic vampirism.
Yes.
And what you can do, I don't know if you've heard any of my other shows where I tell you how to do a circle of protection.
Mm-hmm.
And I just advised somebody in a reading today earlier how to do this, and we're adding something to the circle of protection. So I'm going to tell you what you can do. First of all, you need to cut an imaginary cord. People that, and you don't even have to know who they all are, is... just imagine you've got cords going out and they're hooked up to someone that's causing you negativity. Take an imaginary pair of scissors and cut all of those cords.
Mm-hmm.
After you've got that gone, imagine this white crystalline light coming up from the center of your being, coming out over the top of your crown chakra and spilling all the way around you. going down and covering you completely through the bottom of your feet, anchored into the center of the earth. Now, you're going to add to something about this. It's a little something I got that I thought was really helpful. After you've got this circle of protection in place, put a bubble around yourself, an iridescent bubble. Then line it with mirrors. Let the mirrors bounce everything back at whoever it is.
Yeah.
And that will help protect you.
All right.
Yeah, if you're having trouble getting to sleep at night, or you're eating more than you want to, or eating the wrong kinds of foods, this is because they're draining your energy.
Mm-hmm.
And this, yeah, because I'm getting that, you know, you're also, I've talked to other people that are having this too. And a lot of times it's coworkers, it's family members, it can be our next door neighbors. But this will protect you and block all of that.
Mm-hmm. What else do you get?
What else have I got?
Yeah, like what vibes, what other vibes are like?
So, okay, I'm trying to clarify now. Mm-hmm. What are you, okay, which one thing is it you're needing help with? Because I'm getting there's two or three here.
Yeah, one's relationship. I'm kind of wondering if my girlfriend's cheating on me.
I'm getting on this that she's a flirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, she's got insecurities.
Yes.
And she is seeking out attention to bolster her ego.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think what you need to do is pull her aside and have a talk with her and let her know how great she is just the way she is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's all it is. It's just a matter of she's trying to bolster her ego. She's not looking to cheat on you.
Mm-hmm.
She's just trying to get attention because she feels like she's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So take her aside and let her know how special she is, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. What?
No, I had like three things and like two were answered and I forgot the last one, so.
Well, tell you what, call back into one of the future shows, you know, and we'll be sure to get you on. I've got a lot of callers waiting here.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get to them. We've only got 27 minutes left, so.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you and I hope I helped you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Have a good night. Okay, I think this might be somebody in the chat room here. Area code 631, prefix 284. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Suzanne, and I had a question about my love life. It seemed like guys who like me, I don't like them, and if I like them, they don't like me. Do you see me meeting someone, or is there someone that I like now will like me more? I don't know. What do you see?
Oh, I know what you mean by that problem. Why don't we ever click with the ones we want, right? I do see you meeting someone, and I see it being in a spiritual-type setting, either a church or, you know, one of the spiritual-type churches, or some type of activity that involves helping people, volunteering.
Go to any spiritual churches and all that. I mean, so maybe a grocery store or something?
No, I mean an organization where you're helping people, like maybe getting things together for people in need or... I don't know if you volunteer anywhere. I don't. I'm seeing a volunteer-type setting. It's like maybe one or two nights a week.
No, I don't really have time for that. I got to work and spend time with my son and stuff. So that's when you said it, that didn't make sense.
Huh. Well, maybe it's not right now, but maybe farther down the line.
Hmm.
But I'm just saying, don't give up. There is somebody out there, and I think... maybe if you could look up locally online meetup groups where you could meet somebody online and then later meet them in person.
well, I think I'm tired of doing that. I think I'm just going to go out and try to go out with friends and try to meet people that way.
Okay. Yeah, meet somebody of like minds is basically what the main message is. Somebody that's into spirituality and also about helping others, because that's where you're going to hit it off with them.
Yeah, I just told this one person, Tim, that's wanted to be friends. Do you think that was a good idea?
Sure.
Hello?
Well, hang in there. Yeah, you want to be friends. That's good.
Yeah, there's another person on
John. Even if it doesn't work out with somebody you're friends with, then maybe you'll meet somebody else through that person.
Oh, so you do see me meeting someone, though?
Yes, I do.
You just don't know when.
I think it's going to be when you have time to donate to it. Right now you said you're very, very busy, so.
Oh, I have time. I have definitely have time. I think you're getting mixed messages. I mean, I have time to date. I just don't want to go run around like crazy trying to meet someone. You know, I want it to come natural, and I definitely have time to date.
Yeah, I think it's more a matter of you getting out there yourself and getting in the right places. I don't think they're going to find you. You're going to have to find them.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Okay. And let us call back into the show and let us know how it goes. Okay. And the other area code 631, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, Linda. It's Rita. How are you?
Rita, how are you?
I have been waiting for weeks to talk with you. So although you're a lone star tonight, because the other two that were supposed to be on, this is very fortuitous for me. Because
I get to speak
with you. Linda, I actually spoke with Kelly about this a few weeks ago. And anybody out there listening, I'm not putting down vitamins at all, so please don't take it that way. But for me, I had an incredibly bad experience with vitamin D. My doctor, every couple of years, uses me as a guinea pig. And I have bone problems, something in my back from a car accident when I was young. I'm 49 now, and I was in a car accident when I was in my early 20s. And I started getting bad spasms, and I don't know. Somehow he thought, oh, let me just, like, give her mega doses of vitamin D. So that's what he did, and they weren't organic. They were just, you know, from the pharmacy. And I took them, and I couldn't walk for a few days. But where you come in is I felt like I was hijacked a couple of times by aliens. And what was weird about it was I couldn't remember anything the next day. And that happened to me two or three times while I was going through this extreme pain. And I had this thing in my nose where when I would inhale just through my nose and not my mouth, I would feel an extreme pain all the way at, like, the top of my brain in my head, like I was implanted. I know this sounds crazy.
No,
but
it's true. I've had one of those implants.
Yep. And I felt like what the vitamin D did was it zapped all of the other vitamins out of my body, and I had no energy. And it's funny because Winfrey, I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he has these two transer women that are in contact with the Elohim and the Ra groups. And I was listening to them during that time, and I was opening myself to them, and I felt, like, extremely protected. And I was actually having great experiences and getting great knowledge from them. And that was going on at the same time that my doctor said, do this thing with the vitamin D. And I feel like I was, like, abducted. I do a lot of astral traveling and stuff in my sleep, but I don't even think that I astral traveled. I feel like I was taken.
Yeah.
And my memory was, like, erased two or three times during that period. So I really wanted to speak with you about that.
Well, first of all, yes, we do get implanted. I was implanted at age 8, and it came out back a few years ago when they found out I was postmenopausal and didn't need that in there anymore. I said, okay, that's fine. But since then, my experiences have increased also, and I know what you mean about being taken. If they want you to go over and learn something with them, or they want you to go on a mission, they will just come get you. And it's just instant, you know. And oftentimes,
right,
you know that's going to happen when you start getting so tired you can barely keep your eyes open, and it's not
like
that late.
I was like that for 13 days, 8:30
yes,
at night, and I'm normally up till 2 in the morning. Yep, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's their way of saying, get ready, you're going to go on a trip.
Wow. Okay, so
but
is
yeah,
this something
I
should worry about? Or
no, but I would tell you this, since they messed you up with that vitamin D,
mm-hmm,
multi-B vitamins, but get them through food, not through the pills.
Right.
The whole grains, the nuts, those kinds of things. And also, too, they're telling me increase your protein.
Okay, and I usually see now, I normally have a ton of protein. And I had asked my doctor, I said, why did you, I said, why do people have a need for vitamin D? And he said, oh, because of the lack of milk. And I said, I drink tons of milk, gallons and gallons a week. I can't believe that I was lacking vitamin D. I really don't even know why this happened.
You know what? I bet I know why.
Go
I
ahead.
Bet your test results came out wrong, because when we're in contact and we've had implants, our physiology
yep
changes.
Right.
My
okay
normal body temperature is 95.
Mine is very low, too. Mine's 97. 96 or 97, always.
Yeah,
it's
see?
Never been the normal. Yeah.
And those tests they give you, those blood tests where everything has to fall within the low to high range, those aren't going to be right either.
Right. Yeah, that's what I felt. I was like, there's no way I could be lacking vitamin D. So, and what it did was it just brought, it depleted me of every vitamin in my system. That's what it did. It made me so weak. And I am pretty strong spiritually, and I do astral travel all the time, and I do protect myself and stuff, and I just didn't have any physical means of doing that when I was connecting with myself spiritually. You know what I mean? Maybe you
mm-hmm
need like a weakened body or immune system or something for them to just like come in and pluck you out like that. I'm not
no
sure. I'm asking you.
No, they just come get you. It doesn't have to be that you're weak. You can be perfectly healthy and they do this to you.
Okay.
But the vitamin D thing, that's, you know, there are a variety of things that can mess up the implant. And what that implant is connecting to the neural pathways in your brain and
okay
the brain, how it controls the body. The vitamin
yeah
D in excess like that could, you know, cause everything to go crazy.
It did. It did, and I actually, I found on IxQuick, I'm not sure if you know that site, it's a completely private site. It's a browser that is proxied so that nobody can see what you're looking up or what you're looking for, and I looked up the vitamin D overdose symptoms on there, and I had 8 out of 10 of the symptoms
ugh
of toxicity, of vitamin D toxicity in my body. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, did you tell your doctor you weren't doing this anymore?
Well, I told my, I went into my doctor and I told him I wasn't doing it anymore. He had me on 50,000 international units
oh
a week. So I told him I wasn't doing it anymore. And he said, I'm going to decrease it to 1,000. And he said, take 2 of them a day to 2,000. I took 1,000 for 3 days and I got the same toxic effects from it. So I just went off of it, and he's, you know, been off for the weekend, so I will call him on Monday and let him know I'm off. I'm not doing that.
Right. And
yeah
another vitamin, too, I want to warn you about, actually 2 of them, high doses of vitamin A and vitamin
mm-hmm
C can cause problems, too.
Yes. I agree. I agree with you. I normally never take vitamins. I get them all from food.
Yeah,
and I do fine.
We're supposed to.
Yep, I do fine with that. Yep, food and fruits and veggies. You know, I eat lots of green veggies and stuff, and I feel okay. So I was extremely shocked when he told me to do this. And like I said, every couple of years, he uses me as a guinea pig for something, some scientific study that he reads about, and I always get screwed over. But this is the only time that I ever felt like I was taken, and immediately I felt like when I would inhale, the pain in my brain. So how can I get rid of this implant?
Well, don't get rid of them. Just work on getting them to work with you better. Because
okay.
what they're doing by having those implants in you is sort of an instant line of communication. It's sort of like having a pager where if you need something, they know about it right away and they can get to you. When
okay.
the implant is no longer needed, it will come out on its own or it will dissolve.
So do you think it could be the Elohim or the Ra? Because I was constantly listening to them over that period
yes.
of time.
You were led to listen to that.
Okay. Okay, so it's not something I should worry about.
Oh, no, no. In fact,
okay,
occasionally I watch those videos of Rayon and Ra. I really like them.
Me
I
too.
Love those
I think
two.
They're beautiful. Yes.
I love those two. I mean, they're creative and imaginative, but they're right on. You know,
I
totally support what they do.
Absolutely.
They're looking out for all of us. They're over there, you know, keeping the negative off of us. And go for it.
Linda, the one message that I received from them that I absolutely loved was their definition of loving people. And people that are in multiple relationships and then break off or divorce or whatever or have multiple partners, and they said about love, they said, as long as you leave the person better off than they were before you met them, that's good. That's positive.
Yes.
That's service to others. And I that to me is what spirituality is.
Yes,
anybody you
I
come
agree.
In contact with, if they walk away better off than before they met you, you're doing your job on this planet, right?
You betcha. I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
And so many times people get together and they break up and it's not, you know, a happy breakup. But
right.
even then, if you are yourself, if you're coming from a place of spirituality and that person leaves, you have made an impression on that person. You planted a seed. So you
Absolutely.
Have done something good.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, I am so very grateful that you were alone tonight. I hope you aren't lonely
oh, yeah.
because we're all here with you. And I don't want to keep you on because there's only 12 minutes left. And I know you have people on the lines, but I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for speaking with me, Linda.
Oh, it's so good to talk to you, Rita. So
I know. Thank you. Love you.
We love you too, Rita.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, our next caller is area code 843. You're on with Linda.
Oh, hi, Linda. It's Amy. How are you?
Oh, Amy, I'm so used to seeing your old number. I'm sorry. I should have
Well, they change, they change hourly because, you know, this energy thing is just, I'm just trying to develop a system of, what's it called? Like, you know, where you have extra stuff, you know, the backup plan.
Oh, yeah, the general always has an alternate plan, right?
Exactly. So anyway, yeah, and we had such craziness with the Blog Talk last night that I missed my show. But anyway, it's always good to hear your voice. I do actually have a quick question. I don't want to take up a lot of time because I know we don't have much time. But, you know, of course, you know, Keith died last year, and, you know, I have felt very connected and, you know, not really ready to let go. I was perfectly happy to. I think I like dead people better than live people. So anyway, but the most random thing has happened in the past 24 hours. Two different males, and also I had breast cancer and whatever. So my self-esteem's a little bit, I don't have boobs, you know, my self-esteem's a little bit, not feeling real good about my body. But anyway, in the past 24 hours, two different men appeared into my life kind of just by, you know, that, you know, and I think that it's good when these situations just grow organically instead of where you're out on a freaking hunt and gather mission.
Right.
and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, one is a college friend.
I knew this. Actually, about 3 months ago, I saw you getting together with somebody. I thought it was going to be two somebodies. But, yeah, you are. I feel that the men that you meet in your life are absolutely taken with you. They're taken with your energy and your spirituality and your light and your knowledge. And I knew it wasn't going to be long before, you know, they started hitting on you.
Yeah, so anyway, so I'm just wondering, like, if you feel anything about the two people are 180 degrees different from each other, and neither of them seem appropriate. I'm thinking that they're just practice rounds, but anything you pick up on that?
One is quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would stay away from the flashy. I'm getting one that's flashy. And I'm not getting a good feeling about him.
Yep, you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, this quiet one is a good one for now.
Yeah,
is it a practice run? Yes, but kind of stay away
from the quiet one's married, and that really kind of threw me off because I have a real, I know a lot of people, you know, all these relationships are different and things like that, and it's probably, but I have a real aversion. I find that
unacceptable. Here's what I'm getting. Not physical involvement, but allow him to help your self-esteem. The purpose of him is to let you know that you deserve love again, that you are a vivacious, wonderful woman, that you don't feel like you are. And again, getting this attention from him is going to bring you back out of yourself and get you ready for the right one.
Yeah, that makes good sense because the bachelor number two, who of course is not a bachelor, is ex-military. So being ex-military, they're much more familiar with some of these more things that, you know, some people find too far-fetched to grasp at this point in time. So, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But it was just, you know, we did have this good friendship, and I didn't feel but it's starting to change, and it wasn't creeping me out, it was just confusing me.
Okay, well, keep it, you know, at a low level out of respect for their marriage, but enjoy the intention. Okay.
That makes great sense. Real quick, I went to, you know, I'm real involved in my university. I'm on the board and everything like that. And so football game today, lots of fun. And then I'm real connected to a lot of the young people. Some of them are sort of like my adopted kids, these boys. And I had like a 3-hour conversation about all these things, you know, the shift, they're in an Illuminati fraternity, and the shift, and the, you know, and the intergalactic stuff, and the, all this stuff. And it was, they were hanging on every word, and it was just really exciting to see them, you know, interested in it, not from a like science fiction point of view.
Right, but an
you're
actuality.
Crazy and entertaining, but wow, you know so much. So that was really, it's been a good day. And then
I told you,
hearing your friendly voice.
And like I told you a while back, I see big things coming for you in this area. I see possibly books and seminars, maybe even some TV shows.
Me too. It's all, you know, it all just manifested itself as if it was meant to be, and it's all been so effortless. And, you know, now me, the fact that I had more votes than I'm tied with the Long Island medium, that is just
I love it.
My kids were just roaring over that one. But anyway, so let me shut up. And so hopefully you can get to another caller.
Honestly, truly, if I had a TV show, if I had to, between watching you and watching Long Island Medium, I'd watch you.
That's what a couple of people wrote me today, and I do. I find her, you know, again, it's reality TV, so we don't really know what's really going on. But I find the fact that she just goes up to people, you know, she doesn't ask permission to, she doesn't ask permit, or at least it appears on the TV show that she doesn't ask permission before she just, you know, blurts out these different things. I find that that kind of
unsettling.
Goes against, yeah, it just goes against, you know, James Van Praagh, who I just totally respect his style as far as you know, bringing forth the people and all of that kind of stuff, and that it's a sacred thing, and she's turning it into a circus. So anyway, but to each his own, it resonates to different people. I think it's bringing a lot of people around to the fact that there is indeed something to it. So yeah, so anyway, so over and out.
All right, well, thanks so much for calling. It was good to talk to you. I love it.
Always.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you back on hold so you can listen. That was Mermaid Amy Cavanaugh. She's one of our Psychics Gone Wild team. So make sure you get in there to that New York gate at AOL.com and be sure to vote for her as one of your favorite psychics. And we've got about 3 minutes left, so this last call is going to have to be a really mini, mini reading. Area code 234, you're on Psychics Gone Wild with Linda.
Hey, Linda, thank you for sharing your gifts with me. First of all, my sister is in ICU in Boston on life support, so just keep her in your
prayers. Are you the one I was seeing in the chat room?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sending love and energy to her.
Thank you so much. And do you see me reconcile with my ex-boyfriend?
I'm seeing a lot of difficulty between you two. He's got some growing up to do. You're in a good place. He's not.
And, do you see him changing?
I do, but it's not going to be for a while. And what I'm getting is don't wait for him.
Don't wait for him.
Meeting
anybody else? Or?
No, he's not with anyone else. He's just got some stuff he's going through, and it's just not working right now. Having a relationship is not going to be good for him at this time because he's got some things he has to work through and learn for himself.
Okay.
He has to be in a good place emotionally before he can share that with you. But the guides are saying this may take a while, and I could feel that you're very lonely. And if someone else comes along, don't wait, okay? Because that will be the guides getting you together with someone that will be good for you.
Do you see that happening?
I see that it will. If you allow it, it will.
Okay. All right.
Don't hold on. See, if you're holding on to something that's not working, you're blocking anything else from coming through.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Linda. Have a good night.
Thank you, and blessings to your sister.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Bless you. Okay, we just got the floor director there with her British accent telling me I've got 90 seconds left. So I'm sorry to all the callers that I didn't get to tonight. Please call back into future shows. Hit that button up there in the upper left corner of your screen where it says follow, and you will be able to get all of the upcoming information for all of the shows coming up, and be sure to call in. Write down this number for future shows, 773-897-6461. Be sure to get a hold of Jethro Smith. He's at www.jethrosmith.net. His telephone number is 928-284-0437. Kay and Jethro Smith are the authors of Living in the Psychic Realm, a coming-out story of his own youth and his growing up and his time living in a place where people didn't understand spirituality. So get that from Amazon. Also, gohastings.com or Hastings Bookstores in your local area. And everyone, thank you so much for your patience. If you didn't get on, I'm sorry. But I love you all. And we all love you. And be sure to get in there and vote for us. because we want to take it to the top. And we want to take our family with you, you know, with us. And that's who you are. Everyone that's listening in the chat room, I love y'all. Take care. Until next time.